WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News. I'm Michelle Franz, and hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs will spend the night in federal custody. A judge refused to grant Combs bail in connection with a sex trafficking case. Earlier, Combs pled not guilty to allegations dating back more than two decades.
There are three charges in this indictment that was unsealed here today. Racketeering conspiracy, putting Sean Diddy Combs like a mob boss at the top of what prosecutors called a criminal enterprise to abuse, coerce, and threaten women into freak-offs, as they were called, these extended sexual performances.
ABC's Aaron Katursky in Manhattan. At least nine are dead in Lebanon and more than 2,700 others injured after pager devices exploded today. Hezbollah blaming Israel. Israeli officials have not commented. Americans spent more last month. Retail sales ticked up 0.1% from July to August. It comes as the Federal Reserve could cut interest rates tomorrow. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A judge ruled on Monday that stricter cash bail measures approved by voters last year will stand despite procedural flaws. The decision from Dane County Circuit Judge Rhonda Lanford came in a lawsuit filed by criminal justice advocates over two constitutional amendments. State elections officials and the legislature said the lawsuit was a cynical attempt to undo election results. The case revolved around whether the legislature sent the ballot questions to the correct elections officials and whether deadlines for submission were met. Lanford ruled that technical violations did not warrant overturning the election results. She found that the legislature still substantially complied with the law. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid tomorrow, high mid-80s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds with a chance of showers and storms Thursday and Friday. High temperatures into the mid-80s again. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now we're at 86.
99.7
Just one look. You can't start a fire. maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant, join us up for 5 p.m. on a beautiful Tuesday night with John Parr on Max FM.
Max FM.
I shook you up.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Here is how you can shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can get an extra 15% off everything in our store today with the code FALL. F-A-L-L. Gets an extra 15% off everything at MaxFMBigDeals.com today and today only.
The Brewers send Frankie Montas to the mound tonight in Game 2 of their series with the Phillies at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewers won the series opener 6-2 last night, reducing their magic number to clinch the Central Division to 2. A win tonight and a Cubs loss would give the crew the Central Division crown. Wisconsin Timber Rattlers need one more victory to capture their second Midwest League championship. They won that best-of-three series opener on Sunday over Lake County with the series shifting to Ohio for Game 2 tonight. The Rattlers won the league title back in 2012. Wisconsin and Marquette will be looking to pack the Kohl's Center tonight for a big non-conference volleyball matchup. Both teams are 3-3. That one tips at 7 p.m. on BTN. The Packers are off today and resume workouts tomorrow. They are on the road for a matchup at Tennessee on Sunday. With three interceptions on Sunday, the Packers' defense now has 5 in the first two games of the season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Sports.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Where can I find a woman like
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
awesome. I'm hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Tuesday night. It was a busy day in front of the Max FM studios. They have been working very hard on the road out here. They were pouring the concrete curb today. And let me tell you, that is a crazy process to see. They go out there, they get everything measured out, lined up. Then they basically bring in a machine and they put concrete into it. And that's what puts the curb in. I put a Facebook video of this out on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. So you can all see what it looks like when they're doing this. It's kind of neat. It's very organized, to say the least. It's a huge crew that's out there doing it because they got to keep everything moving right along. The concrete truck pulls right up to the machine, dumps the concrete in, and then it basically gets formed all the way down the road. Now, of course, the caveat is where there's storm sewers and all that fun stuff, there's all the work that has to be done by hand. There's a crew out there that does that as well. So very interesting to see, to say the least. You know, it's been kind of dusty out here, kind of noisy out here, but you're seeing progress, which is great. I know no one likes having all the closed roads in the area with all the construction that's going on. As a reminder, Berkeley Boulevard is closed due to the water main repair that took place last week. They're getting that paved, so it's road ready again. I know road closures are no fun. I get it. Or all the dust that's generated. My cars get washed about once a week now because they're dusty. And so it's an inconvenience, but when it's all said and done, it's going to be well worth the wait, just saying. Coming up, we will look at weather news by Falco on Max FM.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Hi, I'm Joan Baldwin. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Baldwin. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Baldwin.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid tomorrow, high mid-80s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds with a chance of showers and storms Thursday and Friday. High temperatures into the mid-80s again. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 85.
99.7
Der großen Stadt, es war in Wien, war Vienna, wo er alles tat. Er hatte Schulden, der Natal, doch ihn liebten alle Frauen. Und jede rief, na kann man Rock Me Amadeus. Er war Superstar, er war populär, er war so exaltiert, Kasse hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alles rief, na kann man Rock Me Amadeus. Und es war in Wien, no plastic money anymore, die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jeder Mann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol und alle suchten noch heute Captain Rock Me Up.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
treasure. Yeah, you are my treasure. You are my treasure.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It's Celebrate Sauk Passport to Culture. This will be held on September 28th. Cultural workshops from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is a free event. For more information, go to BearWaxCoalition.org. Our 50-minute music hour continues with Club Nouveau on Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Every breath you take and every move you make, every Sissy.